Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just give an example so that you really understand who is foolish and who is wise. Some examples. Compare and contrast to see who is wise or foolish. And we all know these stories are making reference to Orpah and Ruth in the book of Ruth. Orpah, we know Orpah, and we know Ruth, the Moabitish women that were married to the two sons of Naomi, who moved to Moab when there was famine in Israel, and she lost her husband and lost her two children, and here she was, a widow, and also before her, the two widows of her two children with her. And she heard that there was revival in Israel and decided to go back home. And then the two wives of his children, two children, decided to follow him and follow her. And she stood and preached to them, "Won't you go back? Why are you following me? I am old. Will I go and marry again and born another child? Even if you say you want to wait and then marry again, will you? Two of them, she gave them opportunity to turn back. Orpah, amen, decided to reconsider her decision. Now the thing there is this. Because I have tried to look at it. I don't know if there was such a law or not, but certainly there must be something that will make them stick to their mother-in-law. A non-Moabitish woman, she was a Jew, they were Moabites, and stick to them. And how do I know the reason they stuck to them? It is what Ruth spoke. I will go with you. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Hallelujah. There must be something special. Where you die, there we die. Where they bury, there I will bury also. If I ever turn back, now you are the follow. For better, for worse. So to say. But Orpah turned back. So, there was something the two of them knew that kept them together before. And what happens? The end of Ruth lets us know there was something they knew concerning these Israelites. That if we attach ourselves to them, our life will go better. And so today, do you know it is through Ruth, that lineage, that Christ was produced? Do you hear anything about Orpah again? So who is wise and who is foolish among them? Praise the Lord. The story of Esther. King Ahasuerus put away his queen Vashti. Amen. When she disobeyed and decided to go and look for a replacement for Queen Vashti. And you know that is the story of redemption. Hallelujah. The king there is God himself, Christ himself, that came. Israel is that queen. Came to show the whole world who the God of Israel is. I and the children that you have given me, they are for what? Signs and wonders. Let us display the signs and wonders that everybody will know there is no other God beside the God of Israel. He came. And they made in anger. They refused to accept him. And so, there has to be a replacement. That is how the gospel came to us. But it is depicted by the story of King Ahasuerus and his queen, Vashti. And so, seven chamberlains in the court of the king, with a specialization, their main duty is to prepare the queen for the king. I am saying something about redemption. I'm not talking about Asherus, Asherus, Asherus. I'm not talking about Vashti. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. Listen, I'm talking about we Gentiles. Now, announcement was made. Hey, everybody, you want to be queen? Praise the Lord. The foolish virgin. See where I am going. I need to emphasize this because when King Ahasuerus gave the instruction, he gave the instruction to who? To the chamberlains. How many were there? How many chamberlains? Seven. And if, hallelujah, King Ahasuerus is a type of Christ the King, then in his court also, he has seven star messengers to the seven church ages. That is why you see in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 16, interpreted in verse 20, the stars in his right hand and the seven stars in his right hand and the seven candlesticks. And he said, those candlesticks are the seven churches and the stars are the messengers to those churches. Sent to do what? To prepare the bride for each age for the king. Hallelujah. Now listen. Now, the maidens, they are women. They took off. And if you understand what I am saying, then you will see that each maiden today represents the church, the denominational church, the churches. Remember, it was not one maiden. There were maidens that went out, me too, I'll be queen. The first one that ran out was Catholic maiden. The Catholics believe they are waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Methodists believe it's coming for them. Baptists believe it's coming for them. And the Pentecostals, each of them believe they are coming for them. Redeemed believe they are coming for them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Which other church you know? Including choosing. They are ready for the coming of the Lord. Deeper life. It says it's coming for them. Because remember, choosing slogan is heaven at last. All we call, we didn't even take any other name. We say bride. Now we be the bride, the gongo. It is not the name you bear. It is how prepared you are. Let's say be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then they went forth. But before you come to be chosen as the queen, there is a preparation. They will prepare you somewhere before they bring you to the king. And they will prepare you for a number of days. And when the time reaches, each of them will be brought one after the other for the king to inspect and see who qualifies and who does not qualify. And remember, of all of them, he's going to choose only one. Oh, glory be to God. So that lets me know that among all the groups in the world today, he's not coming to gather all. There is a particular group he will gather. I'm saying something that will help someone here and stop being religious. Amen. And what happens? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then, there is One slave girl. That one is slave. That means unrecognized. A slave. That is synonymous to poverty. That means, hallelujah, as far as beautifying herself, she cannot afford it. She cannot afford fine beauty. She cannot afford the glamour that, you know, she doesn't even, you know, she doesn't have branches. Her father is dead. Everybody is dead. She has only one uncle, Mordecai, that she hung on to. So imagine her estate. And then to let you know, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God. The sayings of Jesus. Because you will be in an estate that causes you to know that you need God, you need Him. You know that unless, look, your own righteousness cannot take you there. You must come to that estate because two things the Lord Jesus Christ said. Unless your righteousness, the expectations of God for our righteousness, you say you don't steal, you don't kill, you dress, your dress come down, your knees, you don't wear earring, this one, you don't palm your hair, everything, you are this. That is how the Pharisees were. And Christ says, except your righteousness exceed. Hey. Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Go and study their righteousness. They can't even eat unless they clean up. They don't even associate with sinners. They accuse Christ. You are always eating with the sinners and the publicans and all the fraudulent people. So you see their standard. And Christ is saying, that standard is okay by their own. But the standard that God will accept must be a standard that is higher than that. Then he ended up, and Christ said, in the sayings of Jesus, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, he said, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. The perfection that is needed of me is the same perfection that God is. So if you think you are perfect, very soon you discover you are nothing. If you think you are a holy brother, sister, by the standard Christ is saying, you discover you cannot meet God's expectation. And since you don't have the ability to live God's expectation, you become poor. And it is only a poor man that begs to survive. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see Him. Because they will desire, they will depend on Him. Since I cannot meet your standard, then Lord, pull me, do it yourself. I put away everything. I depend totally on you. On you. And He's the only one that can bring you to His expectation. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And so that fits that young girl, Esther. And so she quickly started by listening to her uncle Mordecai. She's already a listener. And then she was given her own chamberlain, was preparing her too. The others, they were preparing others. But she also had her own. And the Bible says, when it was time for them to appear before the king. I love that. Very, very instructive. Very, very, very instructive. The Bible says, can we open it? Esther chapter 2. Verse 12. Let me read it from verse 12. This is the process. Now, when every man's turn was come to go into King Ahasuerus, after that, she had been 12 months according to the manner of the women For so were the days of their purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then, thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. I repeat, let me read it for emphasis. Catch something here. Because that brought out the difference between Esther and the other maidens. Verse 13 again. Then thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever she, the maiden, whatsoever she desired. It's time to go now to see the king. But whatever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening, she went. And on the morrow, she returned into the second house of the women to the custody of Shashgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. Hey. She came in unto the king no more, except king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Verse 15. Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, see the difference, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebet, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. What qualified Esther? It's not just humility. See, all of them had the chamberlains. And it is time to, the purification is over. Oh yeah, go and meet the king one by one. All the other maidens, it is what they want. See, it's a mystery, church. It's a mystery. It is what they want. I want to serve God with a trouser. This is how I love to appear before the God. The chamberlain said, upon all I have read to you, what the king say, what I know the king like of a woman, you know better than me. Oh yeah, take. You want trouser? Those are the ones that have ministers that tell them it doesn't matter. God is a good God. It's not what you wear that matters. It's not the outward, it's the inward. Okay, that's what you want. You want to just add Jesus to your worldliness. You don't want anything to do with conversion. Jesus Christ said, you will follow me, pick up your cross. You want a Christian faith without a cross. You want to go to heaven and bypass the cross. Nobody will get to heaven bypassing the cross. Jesus says, if you will follow me, I have told you this before. Jesus said, if you will follow me, this is the condition, pick up your cross. And I have said this and I will continue to say it. Every true Christian has a cross to show. Are you a Christian? I am a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want me to see evidence? It will not be speaking in tongue. It will be more than speaking in tongue. I will ask you. Thomas asked Jesus, show me the scar. The Jesus I know was crucified. Wound dead there. Let me see your hand, then I will believe you are the one. The same thing. You are a Christian. Are you a Christian? I will ask you, show me your cross. If you have no cross, you have not started the journey. You are still thinking to follow. As soon as you make the right choice, that decision will cost you your job. Some may even cost you your marriage. Some will cost you total isolation from your sources of blessing. Yes, some will cost you, it can even cost you your life. The martyrs. It was because of Christ they died. The decision they made, they died. They killed them. Gruesome death. Fed to the lions. Torn apart. Beheaded. Burnt with the fire. Crucified upside down. For what? For their decision to follow Christ. They didn't annoy anybody. They didn't offend anybody. Just the decision to follow Christ. It was their cross. What of you? What is your own cross? Okay. Now, it's the turn of Esther. When it was the turn of Esther, Esther decided, you know what the king wants better than me. What is his requirement? The difference between Esther is that it is what the chamberlain gave her that she dressed herself with and went before the king. That's why she was selected. Now, I'm talking about foolish and wise virgins. Why will you come before a chamberlain that knows all the secrets of the type of woman that his master likes? And you want to tell him that you know better? You are foolish. And you want to be a queen. So who is wise now? Who is wiser? It's Esther. And that is the Esther of Christianity today. You have the bearing of the Bible. The Bible is our standard. This Bible is our standard. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in every age, God has a standard bearer. And in this age, God raised a man. Listen, church. Hallelujah. And in every age, God has a standard bearer. And in this age, God raised a man. Hallelujah. Listen, I am not following William Branham because he is a prophet. Listen, because the idea, the understanding of who a prophet is not my understanding of who a prophet is. Why is he a star messenger? Because I believe he's a star messenger, because the Bible says something. Oh, glory be to God. When Christ was born, he needed to be located among other children that were born within that period. Somewhere in Israel, a king is born that will save the whole world. But who is he? Where is he? How will we know who he is? God by himself appeared with a sign of a star. Oh, glory be to God. And the wise men, wise, there is wise and foolish virgins. That's what I'm talking about. Only the wise will understand. Praise the Lord. There are many stars in the sky at night. You don't see star appear in the noon, in the afternoon. Stars appear in the night. And gross darkness has covered the world, spiritually speaking. So there has to be some stars to give us some light. Amen. And every preacher is a star giving out some light. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every preacher is giving up some light. But all of them giving up light, we are studying. We are studying. The wise men, we are studying. And those wise men, we are from the east. Praise the Lord. The wise men came from the east. The wise men came from the east. Hallelujah. And they saw a northern star. Okay now. Okay now. Oh yeah now. If you say now, only Igbo people wise. Praise the Lord. They saw a star. That star looked different from other stars. That is why I am following the ministry of William Branham. Listen very well. In this age that we are in now, among all the stars that have been shining, they all shine. We are not saying he's the only star. There were other stars. But there is this particular star. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the wise men saw the star. And they rejoiced. The Bible said they rejoiced. Why? They knew that star was not an ordinary star. Okay, let's confirm whether it is ordinary or not. It began to move, but the other stars remained stagnant. It is moving somewhere. Wherever it is leading to, they didn't know. But they knew that that is the star. Each time this star appears like this, some big event is happening on earth. Where is that event taking place? While they were wondering, the star began to move. Because they are in the business of studying heavenly movements that affect earthly events. And they are living on earth here. So that they get themselves prepared. They saw a star. And the Bible says they followed it. They followed it. Hallelujah. And when they followed it, praise the Lord. Listen. It passed through Jerusalem. Then, as soon as they got, they said, oh, it means it has something to do with Jerusalem. Read it very well. The Bible says, they stopped looking at the star. They now entered the city of Jerusalem. And then went to the king. Who should know? Herod. It's a king that is born here. We have seen his star. You are telling a king that somebody is born to remove him. Amen. The star disappeared. Because instead of following the star, they were going to confirm the star from their GO, from the archbishop, from their denominational leaders. And when you remain there, you will know nothing. You will not hear the shout. You will remain there. Now that was a foolish action. And so, when they discovered that, Bilal said, these people don't even know what we don't see. The Bible says, they left the city of Jerusalem. As soon as they came out, the star appeared again. Hallelujah. You will never see the light if you remain in the denominational system. The message, brother, is come out of her. If you come out, there is a light that you will see. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And they followed that light to a place that is of no record, where animals are kept. They saw a king to be born in a manger. Not even rich enough to buy baby cots. But they didn't know everything about him was prophetic, was scripture being fulfilled. Praise the Lord. There is no beauty in him to behold. He was too common. But remember, he came as a lamb to be sacrificed. So where will he be born? Praise the Lord. That is how lowly, that's how lowly he was. It's not by accident. You are going to look for the fulfillment of scripture. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Prophecy was being fulfilled. He came as a lamb. Therefore, he will be born among the sheep. Oh, glory be to God. Songwriters variously capture it. I think in one of our hymns, where he sang, he gave us his sign on the wings of a dove. Jesus our Savior, come to earth one day. He was born in a stable, in a manger of hay. Though he was rejected, but not from above, God gave us. Than the one I have seen, I will follow it. So, don't bring it. Maybe there is, I don't know. But you cannot light a candle and put it
in the bush.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You say he called vindication. You say vindication, fail. And this one, fail. There is this scientific proof, fail. This one, fail. All the signs, fail. It's not because of the sign. It's not because of the miracle I am following William Branham. I have not benefited from any of his miracles. I have not benefited from any of his... In fact, he died in 1965. I came across his teachings in 1990. So what is it that attracted me to William Branham? I saw a star that led me to the Bible. Brought me back here. That is the only ministry that has helped my Christian faith. When I was in confusion, nobody could give me answer as to why we are divided. One Bible, one faith, one Jesus, but we are fragmented into denominations that everywhere disagree with one another. Why? Nobody could answer me. Nobody could answer me. Nobody could tell me how they have descended now to a level where men are now worshipped. In the church, pastors have become kings. With special king, you see the way pastor, the church has become personal business and family businesses. I don't know when it degenerated to that level. I could not see where the church of Jesus Christ degenerated to where we see Reverend Father, Reverend Doctor, and then now theologians have taken over. I don't know which school of theology Peter attended, that you need another school of theology to understand what a pure, somebody who did not go to theology spoke. I didn't know how it descended to bishop, archbishop, and churches with branches everywhere. I could not see it. I was confused when I came into Christ. People are not sincere. I didn't know what was the position of Peter's wife. Peter was married. The apostles, I didn't know the position their wives occupied in their ministries. I was worried. But he who seeks will find. When there is a question, a Bible question, there is a Bible answer. If you are sincere, praise the Lord. I don't preach William Branham. William Branham helped me to understand who I should preach. And the devil sent people immediately into the followers of that ministry to quench the light. And you see all manner of things going on. In the name of the following of the ministry of William Branham, they deified him until the purpose of what God sent that ministry to do is totally defeated. Until people look at him now that he's not an ordinary man. William Branham was an ordinary man, just as James referred to Elijah as a man of lack of passion. He had a ministry, and that does not equate him with Christ in any way. A servant cannot be equated with a master. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why my own faith is different from the faith of many of them. Until they say, I am not in the message. And I agree. If your definition of what the message is what you people are doing, I am not in the message you belong. But I belong to a message. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is an entire message. Come out! Out of her, my people. Come out of her. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In this age, God's attributes we have manifested
to him is bright in this last day. We have called a revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are.
We know who we are. We know, we know, we know.
And what he raised up for us.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The fact that you see all manner of things in Christianity does not nullify the validity of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The fact that you see people build church and use human body for foundation does not make the gospel false. The fact that you see fornicators holding microphone at the pulpit does not nullify the authenticity of the gospel of the cross. Hallelujah. The fact that you see how the world has crept into the church and you can no more distinguish between the church and nightclub when they come together in meeting like this does not nullify the fact that without holiness you cannot see God. Never. The purpose of God can never be defeated. God has his elect. The purpose for the ministry of William Branham can never be defeated, even by William Branham himself. Hallelujah. Statements that he made that people have hijacked and caused all the confusion they are doing now can never nullify the effect of that ministry. What is the evidence? It is to call out a people. What is the evidence? I am the evidence. I am one of the evidence. Praise the Lord. I am one of the evidence. Come back to the Bible. When you stay on the Bible, somebody is wondering the reason why they cannot. They say, how can you say you are in the message and you can be so many? The elect are few. They are few. They are few. But their definition of few is them and their family that they call church. And so suddenly, a ministry springs up, supposedly holding onto the same faith they hold, and then people are responding to it all over the world. All over the world. One has just arrived this evening from Spain. She's a Kenyan, but living in Spain. This is the first dress she has. All her other dresses are trousers and everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I asked her, I said, how come you got attracted to us? Because it scares people away. She said she listened and all were teaching, answered them by herself. Tell me, what attracted us to this ministry? When you are there wearing trousers, painting your face, and all the things that, because you attend an all-white church in Spain. Sorry, her English is Spanish, so all her English, but she's trying. Tell them, what attracted you to this ministry when you came across us?
Amen. Praise God. Praise Master Jesus. What meant me to continue watching Bride Assembly is because the message is according to the Bible.
Uh-huh.
And what they preach is all is in the Bible. I didn't see anything which is out of the Bible. Everything is from the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that is why you can see me here. I'm a Kenyan. I live in Spain, and I came to visit Bride Assembly.
And she came to correct her water baptism. It's not only her. See, another one just came from the U.S. too today. Today. And the two of them, all from U.S.
Praise God. I also saw Bride on the
net. Talk to the microphone so that they can hear you.
I also saw Bride on the net, and then I've been watching since. After.
Yes. It didn't scare you away, or you have been in the message before?
Yeah.
Or you were in the message in Ghana before?
Yes.
And then you now came across us, so yes, you are already part of it.
Yes.
And my sister too? You were in the message? Sorry. Oh, you look like Ghanaian.
Praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
my sister who introduced me to Bride Assembly on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Then my daughter has been telling me for me to watch it. So when I watch it, I believe that that message is a true message.
Uh-huh.
So I have to be here.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. The simple. The Bible says, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, what will happen? He will draw his own to him. Don't think you are the only one that loves the message. God's children are everywhere. Praise the Lord. What is the end time message? It's come out from the departure from the faith. Come out from error. Come out of the denominational system. If you come out, where do you go to? Come back to the apostolic faith. William Branham did not come to give us another message, another religion. He came to make this Bible real again to us, both in the life that he lived before everybody. When they were burying him, when he died, T.L. Osborne also that made that statement. He said, look at this man lying here now. In his funeral, he preached. He said, the rest of our preachers from all over the world gathered. He said, we here, we preach Christ. But this man here lived Christ. So, not just his doctrines, he had a life to show for it. Praise the Lord. And any preacher that cannot speak like that, you have problem. And so, here he is, trying to tell us that you can live what this Bible says. We have no excuse in this same age. Hallelujah. He had the opportunity to make billions of naira with his gifts, and he willingly chose to live a humble life. Praise the Lord. Now you know. Hallelujah. He had the opportunity to own private jet if he wanted. But he chose to be so humble until even a driver he didn't have. He was driving himself. And that's why he had that accident. But that is not what attracted me. What attracted me is what he preached. What was he saying? He didn't point people to himself. If he made any statement that looked as if he was pointing people to himself, he was only pointing people to what he was saying. And what is he saying? He's saying, come to the Bible. And any other thing you hear him say, if it does not bring you to this Bible, you have not heard him well. And he will not be held responsible. Hallelujah. They've called me several times. You are preaching William Branham. Preach Christ. I will say, no, I am not preaching William Branham. Listen very well. Hallelujah. Every sermon I preach, my text is from this Bible. Any statement I want to, any doctrine I want to prove, you didn't hear me quote William Branham. I quote the Bible. Hallelujah. Any sermon you hear me preach, if I understand William Branham preaching from this Bible. If I understand him, I will come to this same Bible and search for it and preach it. Hallelujah. So you are hearing me wrongly. Show me the prophecy that William Branham ever prophesied that it come to pass. I have no bother to look to that. Then why do you call him prophet? Who is a prophet? A prophet is one that says the Lord say, I am prophesying now. I am prophesying now, and I am either a false prophet or a true prophet. How do you know I am false if what I am saying is not contrary to this Bible? I am true. If it is contrary to this Bible, I am false. Oh, you say, a true prophet is the one that said this thing will happen and it will come to happen. Let me tell you, familiar spirits can give the same prophecy and it will come to pass. Hallelujah. The only true prophet I know is a prophet that will prophesy and make you to run to Jesus Christ. For the purpose of the gospel is to make us conform to the image of Jesus Christ. That's the purpose of the gospel. Anything beyond that, you are false. Therefore, don't tell me William Branham prophesied this, it didn't come to pass. That is between him and God. But the word he spoke that brought me to Christ, I am holding on to it. I'm holding on to this Bible. I will be a good soldier. I will die at my post. I need no other. Arguments. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest bread, but holy. I was sharing something with my brother yesterday as I was meditating. I said, I discovered that man generally wants to worship only that which his eye can see physically. Man generally, human beings generally, since what happened in the Garden of Eden happened and God withdrew from man his physical appearance anymore, man has not been able to believe in a God that they do not see. So they look for substitutes to worship. That is what produces idolatry. That's the reason why, hallelujah, man prefers to worship another human being. And since man will not worship God in any way, but unless they see a man that they can point and say, I know there is God, but now you where they see through him, through you, and now you are the sea. Therefore, Jehovah. So God himself decided to step from eternity to time and became a man and present himself before man and giving him a name that is above every other name and giving him all authority and worship. And the man could stand and say, if you see me, you see the Father. I and the Father are one, so that they can worship him. That is why he brought Christ, thinking that the matter will be solved. They decided it's not only Christ. There can also be Christ is dead now, so let us have a Pope. Hallelujah. So let us have a Pope and worship him. Hallelujah. Let us have an Archbishop and worship him. Let us have some man somewhere and enter message believers. They saw another man that displayed power like the Almighty God, William Branham. We don't get another one. This one is better than Catholic. Let's leave Catholic and come to him. People bow before him. Yesterday I saw the picture of a big denominational leader in this country. Praise the Lord. I saw it. I saw the picture. May somebody follow me, hear me now. Maybe the man is not aware that it is happening. They are a picture of the man. He's still living now. I saw picture. They are bowing before that picture and praying before that picture. One of the most respected men of God in this country today. Ha! Idolatry of the highest order right before your nose. So it's not only William Branham. Even your Jew, you are worshiping him. To place a man in equality with Christ. We worship Christ because he earned it. What did your Jew earn? A sinner saved by grace. Including William Branham. William Branham was not born by virgin birth. He is a sinner saved by grace. With a big task of releasing a message. To shout and call out a people. He has did it. We have heard the voice. We have responded. But how did you respond? You listening to me now. Who say I am not in the message? An idol worshiper. But the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knows those that are his. You are either wise or you are foolish. I will conclude it. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus, Lord. Let's worship him.
And righteousness.
Oh, I dare not trust
the sweetest rain, but holy name on Jesus' name. On Christ the Lord, Leroy, I stand. All of the ground, he is seeking sight. Lord, the ground is shaking sight.
I told you I am going to add another prayer point to you. That prayer point is, Lord, let me not be foolish. That's your prayer point every day. How will it look like at the end you don't make it? Despite all the sacrifice you have sacrificed. Despite all the stress you have gone through because of the faith. Just because you decided to be religious. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to provoke you to something. That's all. Hallelujah. The foolish virgins, they are in the denomination. They told them that evidence that you have the Holy Ghost is to speak in tongue, and they are teaching them how to speak in tongue. See the foolish things they do? And then you are joking with eternal destination. Who told you the evidence of the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongue? Don't demons speak in tongue? No, it's more than that. And then foolishness, a man will be saying, just open your mouth. Just say anything. Say it. Open your mouth. Then you too, you are quiet. That's foolishness. You know that is not an action of the Holy Ghost. You know. They speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. You, this thing you are saying now. Now you, they talk. I mean, that the Spirit, they talk through you. It's just common sense. And you are following it. That makes you foolish. Because some other people were there. They refuse to follow that nonsense. Everybody cannot speak in tongue. Everybody cannot speak. It's a gift. And the whole church cannot have the same gift. It's foolishness. Sorry if I've offended your faith. But that's what we're talking for here. Amen. All these people who come to be members and are waiting to hear where they offend you, that the thing will deliver them to that. You see the difference now? If they offend you and others, they are getting liberation. Two groups of people holding the same Bible. It's separation time. Praise the Lord. If you love Jesus, not me, clap your hands now. Let me see you. Use your hand and worship God. the Lord.